What's up, Lagos, baby?
It's the feel of Lagos. Bringing conversations to you. Real life conversations you can relate to.
When the elephants are fighting, they say
the grass goes so far. We were that grass and a chop to survival.
Exactly. Touching the core of family issues. Love itself cannot die. But you know, when you have the definition of love as an emotion, then you can think that love can die.
If you've gotten to a point where you don't send your children anyhow, you can say anything anyhow, I think that's dangerous. Things I don't like. You talk to me with that way, I'll be angry. And yeah, we all need to be tech savvy on Techie Talk.
It's fun time on radio.
With games you would love to be a part of.
This is Happy Radio.
For happy people.
This is Lagos.
Join Andrea, Oduobi Teke, and Collins Teke on What's Up Lagos.
What's Up Lagos.
Every weekday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. On your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Trust me, it's radio that heals.
Hoping we'd kick tap from the energy of that song, but it's good to know that you're there listening to us this day. Mixed feelings, really, but I'm happy to be here this morning, and I'm excited, even more happy that I'm not alone. Thank God for that. I mean, who hosts a show with a wife on radio? Who does that? And I know from my side, you'll be like, who hosts the show with a husband? Who does that? Yeah, we are the couple that on radio, real life couple, for those who ask from time to time. I didn't marry, you know, yes. And we went to, I went to the East to do the Igbanku. We do every traditional rites, followed and duly paid, and also legally did the same, Adikoyi. So, yeah, to clear all doubts. But guys, that's not why we're here. We're here to have fun on a Friday.
I wanted to talk about that. You know, people are still like, how can a couple, a real life couple, be on radio?
Yeah,
doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very strange.
Yeah,
to a lot of people.
And people are like, what if they fight? Are they going to come and bring their fight on radio?
And I'm like, every individual get to have, we all have misunderstandings at some point in our lives.
Yeah.
And we move afterwards.
That's it.
It's only if you have unforgiveness in your heart that you think that after a fight, you don't get to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And most of the time when we even have misunderstanding, we still come on the show and we do a great job without anybody knowing that.
That's it.
Yeah.
And which brings me to the next point, you know. We are professionals on individual rights at different levels.
Mm.
You have co-hosted with a number of people in the past on different radio stations.
That's
you know, four or five radio stations thereabout. And I've also had co-hosting experience in the past. And I'm telling you, so far so good. This is like the first month doing that review. I mean, I think I've had more problems hosting with other people in the past.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Than hosting with me?
I know it was a fight at some point to co-host with somebody because it's, I needed to step in.
Okay.
The regular host was leaving.
All right.
Was going on leave. And it's okay, who could fit in? Collins, come do this job. And that person told me point blank, Collins, you're not my level. We can't co-host. I mean, this not, it's the past. It's a long time ago.
Mm.
So it all started from that point. You know, it was almost the management took all the managerial skills to try to get us together. And then we had problems from time to time, you know, different busy things coming up, ego clashing.
Yeah.
And that happened all the time until our jobs were on the line. And then we had to like, man, we had to find
had
a way
to do
of working.
This.
So I mean, if I look back at my previous experiences with co-hosting with other people, I think, and even those who are not married right now who are co-hosting on radio, they can tell you that, oh boy,
it's
not a bins. Some people have to be split just so peace can reign. So, you know, this is reality radio and this is real radio for real people. So it's not us like coming out to wash a dirty linen out and we're just trying to clear the fact that, you know, apart from the fact that we are a couple, legal married couple from two different countries, by the way. Mm-hmm. We also broadcast us in our own right. And when people wonder, see, how they fight and call, it's like, I don't understand what you're saying.
People fight, individuals fight, co-hosts fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but we settle. I mean, we move.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to say it.
We move.
We move, right.
How are you this morning, by the way?
I'm very fine. I'm excited. Okay. I don't think you're fine.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't sound
mixed,
fine.
Mixed emotions. I won't lie. Mixed emotions have overclouded me. A number of emotions, and you know why some of these things have been like that. And then, you know, from time to time, sometimes you just need to close your ears to so many things. When I say close your ears, not like you're not hearing them. You just let them come in and go out. Because if you open your ears to everything you hear, sometimes, man, they have a way of affecting a person. And sometimes I fall victim for that. And this is one of those days.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that we'll
you
be
know,
fine.
When you have several emotions running through you,
mm-hmm.
right? As humans, I think that we're all emotional beings.
Yep.
It's just that we get to become intelligent, right? But along the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have several emotions going through you, don't address all emotions at once. Take them one after the time. Identify the emotions you're feeling at once, one after the other. Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling disappointed?
Mm.
Do you feel like you're failed? What are the emotions? Identify those emotions you're feeling at the time.
Mm.
And then address them one after the other. Okay, for instance, you are angry at something or you're feeling anger.
Mm.
First of all, ask yourself, what led to me being angry?
Mm-hmm.
What triggered this anger? And then when you find, you know, probe further to find out what led to that emotion,
okay,
then you can start addressing it.
Mm.
Then you, okay, what's the next emotion you're feeling? Is
what
it
is?
Disappointment,
anxiety.
What led to, exactly. Mm-hmm. What then you start identifying them and addressing them one after the other. But if you take them all in, it could depress you. It could tamper with your state of mind, your mental state. It could destabilize you. So when you're feeling several emotional rush at the same time,
mm-hmm.
settle down, calm yourself down. Look for somewhere, yeah, breathe in and out. Yeah, you can also count your breathing as well. Take your time, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out. That's right. And then when you're calm, right? What are the emotions that you're feeling at the moment?
Mm.
Then you start, you know, identifying them one after the other. And trust me, after doing that, you find out that you are in a place of, what I call it, a little bit of stability, right?
Actually, to say the least, I actually feel a bit different now.
Mm.
Just to mention taking that exercise, I feel different. I feel better. And need I mention this now, that in case you'll be wondering, Andrea, how do you know this thing? She's actually a trained coach and, of course, and a counselor, a trained one with the Nigeria Institute of Counselors. And, of course, it's not our work, you know, by the way. So she's my coach. She just did a live exercise of, you know, making me feel better. Whether you believe it or not, I actually feel better after listening to you and taking those deep breaths and actually trying to, from top of my head, you know, what you're saying,
identify the emotions feeling at the moment, yeah,
and treat them separately.
Yeah.
What I noticed is that I was getting to a point where I started, you know, in fact, as I started identifying them, we're talking like this, I noticed that some of them were very unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just, you know, just
baggage,
push it, baggages,
yeah,
and just push,
yeah,
them out.
Yeah.
And the reason we can take time like this on radio to have this exercise is not because we just want to hear and talk about ourselves, even though, man, we have a very sweet, eventful life that should be put on radio. But it's about someone out there who could be in the same situation.
That's right.
There could be someone. You have an emotional rush. It's like, that's what they call it, right?
Yeah. I wanted to also say earlier that, I mean, if you are having several emotions going through you at the moment, is it anger? Is it hate? Is it disappointment? Is it anxiety? Are you feeling nervous? Whatever it is that you're feeling at the moment, don't absorb all at once. Right. So when you absorb all at once, you're taking them in, it could depress you. You could just, it could affect your state of mind.
That's right.
You know, it could destabilize you. So when you calm yourself down, breathe, count your breathing, mm-hmm. take your time, mm-hmm. start identifying, okay, so what exactly am I feeling? Is it anger? Mm-hmm. Okay, so why am I angry? Mm-hmm. Am I feeling tensed? Okay, so why am I feeling tensed? What triggered me? So when you're able to identify that, it will help you, you know, be in a state of stability, kind of.
That's right. And I think it's a better healing than just ignoring.
That's right.
The emotions.
In fact,
just ignoring
best,
and saying, yes. Abeg, forget it. Yeah. Let me just... That's a good strategy. It's a strategy too, but I don't think it's as good as this one.
You see, a lot of us, we have coping mechanisms. We have a way of suppressing our emotions.
Shock absorbers.
Exactly. So when we grow, whenever it comes, we just keep accumulating. And then it gets to the point where you can't accumulate anymore. The space in you is just, you know,
no
occupied. And then you go lashing out at people around you. The frustration is, you know, so it could lead to that. So before it gets to that point, keep identifying what exactly, stop for a moment. That's the thing. A lot of Nigerians, a lot of Lagosians don't stop for a moment. Yes. Stop for a moment and have the time to breathe. Ask yourself, what exactly is making me feel this way?
That's absolutely correct. Man, that feels like a masterclass. That's for me. If you felt the same way too, but don't hesitate to say, Coach Andrea, thank you for helping me. Absolutely. Yeah, because I'm saying that already directly because I feel better. Do you know how I feel?
I hope you do feel better.
Do you know how I feel right now?
Well, you know, we still have a long way to go.
Yes, we have a long way to go. We're in the process, we get better. All right, Lagos, let's bring you in right now. We are happy to welcome you to another episode of The Family Talk with your super family, the Techers. I almost said the Andreas.
Techers. The Andreas kid.
The Techers, you know. And, well, she's Andrea Odobi. Techer.
All right, and here's Collins.
Thank you very much for that. And welcome, Lagos. First, how do you feel this morning?
That's right. How are you feeling? Are you having the emotional rush? Mm-hmm. Or you're just happy? What exactly is going through your mind this morning? I think I'm somewhat, I'm just, I'm more of a counselor most of the time in the morning like this. I want to know how you're feeling because I actually really do care about your feeling. A lot of us don't ask ourselves that question. I remember when you were asking me, how are you? How's your night? And somebody was laughing. Thing said, the way we're asking ourselves, how are you? How's your night? Is funny. And I'm like, because you don't get to ask yourself that.
That's why you sleep on the same bed or, you know, come from the same house.
Yeah.
Or, you know, doesn't mean that you have the same experience.
That's right.
So it's always good to share.
That's right.
What if you went on to bed thinking about something I did wrong and you woke up in the morning and
you're still feeling that.
You're feeling that way and you're scared of talking to about it or maybe not. So guys, always ask if you have a partner. Don't assume that we were together yesterday night. She didn't say anything. We're together yesterday. He didn't say no. Ask.
Ask, please.
How are you doing? How do you feel? How did you sleep?
That's right.
Even if we slept.
Did you have a nightmare? Did you see me your dream? All right, Lagos. Call us up. 0700-993-993-993. Mm-hmm. If you're a female, you can call the female only line. 01465-7190.
And that's it. Before we get into a family talk today, I wanted to say something. Those who live along the roads that lead to you pass through Ado Road, I'm wondering why you have not called to give us reports on what's going on.
Yeah.
Or you have not said, Nigerian food, thank God you guys talked about this thing there's a change. Because we observe that there's been a major change and that there's free flow of traffic on our roads, much more than what it used to be. Maybe our observations were wrong. Mm-hmm. So you tell us what's happening around there specifically. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay, you put us on hold. Hello.
What's up with Lagos?
What's up?
What's up? Oh my God. What was that?
Share the light. Andre.
What's up?
You and the prof.
Mm-hmm.
Prof, you know what?
I don't know what happened.
It's like make I go marry today. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Prof, you know I told you are lucky.
I'm blessed actually.
Oh my God. Bruv, you know now.
Yeah.
But I will take my time. You know, like I told you the other day. September 7th this year will be 7 years I lost my wife, right?
Mm.
But you guys, it's like, Christopher, tomorrow, we are go marry. But I will take my time.
Take your time.
Take your time.
I told you, I want to get somebody like my wife. But people will say, Chris, no, don't say somebody. You will get somebody that maybe like better than your wife or will do more better than what your wife is doing, right?
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Andrea, my sister, Akipo, Andre Oduobi.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my God. You're a home builder, my sister.
Thank
like
you.
I told you the other day, bro, people would think so that they joke, oh, will not be not female, they act. No.
Yeah.
Will not be real husband and wife, oh. So I'm jealous, so, but I will take my time, bro. I will not jump into it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
good job.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. That's the idea, man. We
Don't rush.
We're being us, man. Trust me. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Titi Lola.
Oh,
hi, Titi.
Welcome, Titi.
Yeah, I'm calling from Aja. Fine. Hi, Andrea.
How you doing?
I'm calling.
Hello.
Check it.
Yeah,
just to say a big thank you with regards to Ajo Road.
Oh.
A little bit ago, I added my voice. Mm. I sent a WhatsApp message.
Yes, I think I read that.
He said that please escalate. Mm. I mean, turning off crazy and so on. But now there's a great level of sanity.
Okay.
I think they've given them like to operate between, that's what I learned. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know if that is true.
Mm.
To operate between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So in the morning when we're going to work or my daughter, you know, we have a great level of sanity. We just pray it will move or even get better.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What's up, Megan?
Just alive.
Guys, let's not forget it's a Friday and not forget to celebrate life, surviving yet another week in the pandemic. Alive is a big deal, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive.
I'm happy to hear from you, Andrea.
We're happy to hear from you as well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like hearing your voice. You are extraordinary. Extraordinary. Once I hear your voice like this, I feel good.
That's good.
Wow.
And every day that I hear your voice, I must learn one or two things to cope with my own marriage.
Wow.
What about Collins? You can't do like my husband. My husband is different.
Wow.
Different, honestly.
That's right.
I pray that my husband should be listening to you. At least to have a change in many areas that he's lacking.
I pray.
You can introduce him to the show.
Let him listen.
Even if I introduce him, he will not listen.
Don't worry. We'll carry the show to him.
It would. With time.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Don't worry. Everything will be fine.
You see, I think that the mindset she already has.
It's limiting already.
It's limiting. If she had said, okay, I would try one of these days, I can sneak it in.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes you're just on your phone playing the radio, he's beside you, and you say, there's a way. We know, we women, we know how we used to connect ourselves to the. We know how we do it. So you can just stylishly do that. He will definitely at some point have no choice and he will have to listen.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if I meet the husband personally, there will be a lot of things I'll be able to learn, even me as a person, from him.
Yeah.
Because everyone has the positives and negatives. Mm-hmm. It's just that you have to deliberately put the positives more to suppress the negative, you know.
That's right.
It's just like that, absolutely. So 0700-993-993-993 as a number to call. And if you are sending a WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. 1025. So says the time would be going on a break in a matter of seconds. But Andrea, did you hear the last two callers?
Okay.
You heard them?
Yes, I did.
Does that tell you anything?
It says a lot.
A lot, right?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. And
it says a lot.
We need to go on that break now. It's time to pick some bills. And guys, it might take a while, but understand that the more adverts you hear, it means we're doing well.
Yeah.
you know, and don't go away. Don't tune off. Just stick around, listen, and we'll be back before you know it with a Family Talk Full Effects.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
That's right, we're back at you, Lagos, Nigeria. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. And of course, you're hanging out with the Techies on What's Up Lagos. Uh-huh. And Family Talk is back. Today's conversation, we haven't even
mentioned it.
We haven't mentioned our topic today. Today is quite interesting because it's something that Collins is sometimes, I look at him, I'm like, why are you so weird? Why are you so weird? Or is it that I haven't shown you or you haven't sensed any sort of competition or you have this strong confidence that, you know, even if I see my wife with a male friend that she comes and say, this is my bestie, you don't have a problem with it.
I don't, man.
You don't have a problem with me coming and saying this is my bestie?
No, I don't.
My bestie, that's a guy.
I don't. I
mean, the guy is like tall, dark, handsome kind of guy.
I don't.
You don't have a problem with that?
You know I don't, for sure.
That's what I'm saying, that you're kind of weird. Some people would say, I mean, I don't want to see you with what do you mean by, let us be our best friends. Please, no other best friend in our best friendship.
I also, no, I mean, it is not possible. We don't live in isolation. Before we met in Ghana.
Yeah, it's true.
Did I have friends? They have relationships, so I cannot cage anybody to live that way. The point is,
so you don't
trust.
Feel jealous. You can feel jealous. You don't get.
If I felt jealous before,
yeah.
About yes, I have. But
okay.
For this subject
which
matter,
which other friends did you feel jealous?
Yeah, I felt jealous. They're not friends. It was us. You know, I felt jealous when you know. You know when I feel jealous is when the intention. I know the person and I can sense the intention of the other person. This person.
It's not just coming with friendship.
If you go toast my babe. That's what I'm talking about. You know, this one is okay. A dangerous guy. If you go toast my babe.
Okay.
Man, for no carry gun, go look for him. So I just jealous. Man, I just show the jealousy small.
Okay.
But I also try to examine and also observe. Mm-hmm. That was when we're actually still dating. We're not married at the time. That's when a couple of them. You know them. I'll tell you. No, we're on air. I'll tell you the couple.
Okay.
But when it
I
comes
want to
your
this
best,
really sweet.
When it comes to your best friend,
yeah,
yes, male friends,
yeah,
I never have issues because I know you. You know who you are. Yes, you know who you are.
But I can't lie. Okay,
but
when I
see anything that does not sit well, I find a way.
Okay.
Not necessarily confronting. Hey, right. I find a way of saying it indirectly. And you have a way of understanding that this man could be saying something.
Yeah,
so I think like, that's how it works for me.
Mm-hmm. But for me, right, do you know that if I tell you that I've actually failed. Oh my God, I'm going to say it in public.
You're going to say it.
I've actually failed, I would use the word jealous.
Okay.
When you'd sometimes tell me that this person is your friend. And the person is a female.
Okay.
And I'm like, what kind of friend is this one? And I'm just like, really now.
And then the challenge becomes when I can't even say anything nice about that person easily.
Yeah.
When I say it, how do you feel?
But you know, I it depends on the person. Just like you said, though, it depends on the person. I can see a lady who is supposedly a friend. I can tell if that lady has got
potential.
Ulterior motive.
Okay.
Right? I can tell. I would just know. There's something about me just being discerning, right?
Yeah.
I can tell. I would just know that this person, your ways are not pure. So my sister, clear road, let's guide our territory and move. You know? Okay, bye. So, I can be like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when there are genuine female friends around you.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Right? I genuinely don't have. In fact, when we came to the office, shout out to everybody who's listening right now and be like, I know some people be like, hey, this one, the wife is around, please, call in, stay your day, don't want problem,
That happened.
That happened.
You know, the first,
it happened
the first
a
week
lot.
You're
the
there,
first
yes.
week, first week, second week, people were still like, hey, well, anywhere you know. They see you, and some people will greet you when I'm not there, but when I'm there, they will
just
pass by, I'm like, oh, hey, Collins.
And I'm like, come on.
It's not that hard. It's not that deep.
It's everywhere. Not that deep. It's everywhere. Even on the streets. It's not even an office thing. You know? Mm-hmm. Even on the streets, it happens like that. So back to our topic really today is to ask you how, if you can handle your other partner, right?
Your significant other having a best friend that is of the opposite sex.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about here all the while. So we want to hear from you. Do you have a problem with it? Can you handle your spouse, be it your wife or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, or your girlfriend, right? If they have or introduced to you a bestie.
That's of the opposite sex.
A bestie in quote. For instance, your wife is having a bestie that is a guy, or your husband is having a bestie that's a woman. Mm. Your girlfriend is having a bestie that's a guy, and then your boyfriend is having a bestie that's a girl. It sounds very weird, actually.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you coming to tell me that you have a bestie.
That's a bestie.
There was a day I saw a bestie number on your phone.
Okay.
Ah, Jesus is Lord. Lagos, Nigeria.
What are you doing, my phone? By the way.
Hello.
You have to move on with this story. What were you doing with my phone?
Hello.
All right, go ahead. That's a topic for another day.
Okay. So moving on, I saw this number saved as bestie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to confess. I called the number.
What? Wow.
God. I called the number and I said hello. And I heard the hello on the other side. I was like, oh, sorry. The hello was, hello. Yes. And I was like, oh, okay.
What if you heard hello? You know,
it's a guy. If I had heard hello, who's there? I'll go, yes. Hi. How are you? I'm sorry. What's your name, please? And the person says, oh, my name is this. Why did you call me? And I'll go, I saw your number saved as bestie on my husband's phone. What's the relationship, please? I can't do that anyway. The truth is, I actually called the number that said best. How would you say somebody else has bestie on your phone, for God's sake?
Because you are more than my bestie now. You're not my bestie.
Anyway, I called the person. It was a guy. It was a man. Very matured man. and I said, God. I just said, oh, sorry. It's a wrong number. And then
it could be, it could be somewhere for layers. I can't remember any best email, but it could be some long time ago. You know, this network used to assign numbers to different people. Because I've called my past line before, a line I owned before, and a lady picked up.
Is your heart beating?
No.
Okay.
Beating for
Lagos, Nigeria.
So let's hear your conversation.
Oh,
and
God.
By the way, her best friend, her bestie, is a guy.
It's a guy.
And I don't have a problem with that. And you might say, well, she has a problem.
Weird.
She has a problem with me having a bestie as a woman. Mm-hmm. I understand that. One, the reason I'll tell you why I don't have a problem with that, but let's hear from you first. And we all learn here today.
That's right. Hello.
0700-993-993-993. All right. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, Prof, what's up?
Good morning, Chris. Welcome. Let's talk.
My wife don't have problem, but it's her colleagues. My colleague in the office, this girl, they call her, the nickname is China.
Okay.
Because she's so beautiful, Collins. Let me tell you, some ladies are beautiful.
Wow. Beauty is in the eye of the
beholder.
I will, during our lunch time, I will go and visit my wife where she's learning a trade.
Wow.
And her friend, she will buy like ice cream, meat pie. And her friends will say, yeah, well, now what for you? You just want to carry your girlfriend, come meet you. And you not get complained. And my wife will say, look, if my husband befriend this girl, I will like it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, look, joke apart, this girl is beautiful.
Okay.
I'm telling you. So they become friends, both of them. If I travel, then my wife will go and spend weekend with her. Whenever I'm after Lagos. So she didn't have problem. But on her own side, she didn't have a male friend. It's only in her shop. Our neighbors.
So is he okay?
It's okay with me.
Okay.
They stay in the shop for her. If she goes to market, you prepare food, they will eat. Mm-hmm. So when I come, those guys will want to move. I say no. But where are you going to?
Okay.
Sit down there. So all I don't have a problem with it.
All right.
Wow, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. So Chris does not have a problem with his spouse having a bestie that is of the opposite sex. But it's surprising that a lot of people, a lot of Nigerians, a lot of people basically, man and women, humans general, are not exactly comfortable. I think it comes from a place of insecurity. It comes from a place of basically insecurity. When you see your partner, you're not sure that your partner can control himself or control herself, and you don't exactly trust the other person's intention as well. Remember I said that I can tell, and just like you also said, you can tell when a person is not being genuine, when the person is coming to that relationship or trying to be a friend to the person.
Just so they can.
Yeah.
Can
just, what if you guys were friends before they met you? For instance, I had a friend, which you know of. Mm. He has been my friend.
Yeah,
like close,
before,
very close friend before I met you.
Yeah.
And before we started having something and before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are cases like that.
Yeah, I mean, those cases, you guys have to talk it if there's need.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no need, if the guy doesn't have a problem, like Collins, and I can see that he's safe,
what's
there's no problem.
What's up, Lagos?
Wow.
Yes. Cheers to life. Share the rice.
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Detekers. First time caller.
Yay! Great to have you here.
Okay, straight to the point.
Uh-huh. What's your name first? What's your name?
Sorry. This is Nkechi calling from Ianopaja.
Okay, let's talk. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not married, but I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with my guy having a female friend as a best friend.
Okay.
But he has a problem with me having a guy as my best friend.
Let's see what pussy do.
Wow.
Because he always like, you're too beautiful for somebody to come and take you away from me.
I can imagine.
So he's always this kind of person that, okay, whenever he sees me talking to a guy, he always like, who is that person?
Mm-hmm.
What's your relationship with him? Oh, they're like, you want to talk to me? Let me give you the phone to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to him and find out who he is to me if you feel insecure.
All right.
So I was like, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
All right,
I get
thank
it.
You, thank you so much, Nkechi, for calling.
I mean, that was different strokes for different folks,
that's
right? Just like the opposite of what we have in here.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that when we come back. We have a 5-minute sponsored conversation coming up now.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Amazing. All right, Anthony Hamilton, best of me. There's something that song does to Collins.
Yeah.
I'm yet to figure it out, but I think I'm going to figure it out very soon. It's 5 minutes going past the hour of 11 right here, Nigeria, Info 99.3. I am Andrea Otwobi Teke. And of course, Collins. Teke is here with me.
Definitely.
And it's still family talk. And today's conversation is quite interesting. I'm sure some of you are still laughing at the fact that I said I went to check your phone and I saw bestie and I called the bestie. So I feel like you have to have that. Anyway, you can tell us, can you handle it? And where I'm emphasizing on the word handle. When you see, or when your spouse, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend or boyfriend introduces to you, or if any one of them has
a best friend
who's of the opposite sex, right? I think that's it. If how can you take that when your partner has a friend that is of the opposite sex? And we have a lot of people saying that they cannot. If you're on YouTube or if you're on Facebook, do let us know. Your comments are coming in and we're going to read them in just a moment. But if you want to call us, do call us on 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, do call the female only line, which is 01465-7190. And for WhatsApp,
yes, 0809 or 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Colin, stick to zero. All right, great. So on Facebook, it's Nigeria Info 99.3, where we're streaming live. And I can see a number of messages there. I'll just quickly mention a few before we go back to the calls.
All right.
Because these messages have been here early enough. And over an hour. Okay, do I say, no beef for Nigeria unless you want to be consulting the gods that you cannot allow.
Bishop Gozi Mili.
Okay, Bishop Gozi Mili. This one's okay. I see all your comments, your lovely comments at NGO and all that. It's a welcome. This is another one here. She said, okay, Cyril Old Joseph says, it depends on the level of trust. If the said best friend is one of the opposite sex, was a
in the picture for years before me,
nothing serious happened between them. What do you mean by nothing serious? Why should I now forbid such a friendship? You know, makes sense. Okay.
I think he just said what I mentioned earlier. That, yeah. Well, what if we were best friends before you came into the picture? So why would you come and say I shouldn't be friends with somebody who I've been friends with before you came into the picture?
And he said nothing serious happens. I'm particular about it. Nothing serious.
What's nothing serious? At least they were not having any affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what he meant by that.
All right. There's someone here. Emmanuel Eweku Ajel. He said, I'm watching you guys live from Ghana with love.
Shout out to you.
Hey, my brothers from Ghana, especially the ones from the Volta region. Shout out to all of you. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay, quickly, another one says, Chiamaka Jill says, well, I'm telling people something. A man or woman in a relationship or marriage with another man or woman calling best friend is either cheating or about to cheat.
Mm.
Hmm. Can you put a goat and yam in the same place? Is asking the question. Wow.
So who's the goat and who's the yam?
I don't know. And where's the knife? Who cook it? Oh boy. I mean, that's another conversation totally. Because must every relationship between man and woman end
be intimate? Must it be intimate? Must it be sexual? We can be friends but not be sexual. I have a very close friend who's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
We have never even thought of anything in that light before. In fact, he's somebody that's...
But here's the thing. Can everyone handle that? So maybe it has to do with what you can handle.
Take. Exactly. So for some people,
There are no rules out there.
Yeah, that's why I said it has to do with some level of security and trust for yourself. So if you do not trust yourself, if you think that somebody might want to, you know, take advantage of your relationship or, you know, your spouse, you have that doubt. It's better you have the conversation with your spouse that, oh, this is the feeling I'm having. This is the sentiment I'm having. This is the, you know, I feel this certain way because of you and this your partner. And then when the other person tells you that, no, we're not having anything aside just being friends. I think that should be respected, except you
see more.
More, exactly.
You're not questioned, right?
Except you see more.
Yes, Konji Danagog Prince Will says, can she do the same with if my bestie is of the opposite sex?
Ah, good question.
Mozi Baribo says, to me, I won't allow that to. It's dangerous. Fake people everywhere.
That's right.
Waziri Chinafi, man, these names are really a bit, you know, he said, yes, I will, because I know that the type of wife, because I know the type of wife I'm married. I think that's my position. That's really my position. Now, for me, I wouldn't 100% trust her. You know, a little bit kind of jealous guy in a human nature. Okay, so he's a jealous guy and he can't trust anybody 100%.
Mm.
And that's coming from Rich Gold, sending a message on Facebook. Quickly on Facebook before we move it on to the calls. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. The answer is yes, because I and my wife are best friends. She cares for everything I care about. So if you care about somebody else as a friend, your partner should support that. Except if there's of, you know, possibilities. You know, oh my, Chris is having an episode today. Genuinely, I pray for him to find love again soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Please, walk on the sound of this broadcast. I guess you talking about when we're dancing, when the music is playing. So, I guess it. You could tune in. Anyways, thank you. I think I understand what that. We'll work on that. So you want to go on on WhatsApp, or should I take some calls?
Yeah, we could take a call. I mean, a few.
Okay, let's take three calls and then go on WhatsApp, because we have limited time. We have a live appearance coming up. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up?
Yes, yes, yes. Woo!
Cheers to life.
Welcome. Who do we have? Don't tell me you left. Are you there?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. After that energy, please do call us back. Hello?
All right. Call one, call two. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Cheers to life. Oh la la. Welcome.
This is Lily from Avaburu.
Wow. Welcome, Philip. Let's talk.
It's been a long, it's been a while. I've been trying to call all this while. I know they are not busting me out,
Yeah, so sorry.
No,
so sorry.
Lost many calls,
we're glad you made it here.
I wanted to speak concerning the tradition. Because our tradition is very strong yesterday.
Oh.
I couldn't have it.
Don't worry, we're gonna have a part two of that conversation. I'm hoping that you're going to make it then. You call us then, and then we have your contribution. Yeah.
We'll do it again, all right? But let's talk.
Okay.
Can you allow your partner to have a friend that is a man?
I'm not gonna lie for you. Yeah, do. Yes.
Wait to make a hard. Tell us why do you think it is hard?
You know, I fire day my body well, well.
Fire day your body.
Allah.
It's an Allah. Okay.
Oh my God.
It's not the times you can trust yourself. Yourself, you know about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That is. But other people,
you don't know.
Take advantage. Mm. You understand?
That's true.
It's just about you.
Mm. Okay.
All my friends, girlfriend, I don't
I love that.
Them.
I love that. Thank you.
Everything, but people always abuse it.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's right.
That's the problem. People, it's not about other people, but I trust myself.
Okay.
But I don't know about others.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
I have one gist.
Wow, sorry, that ended abruptly. Apologies, that wasn't me.
I have one gist.
Mm.
Now, this is something that happened when I and Collins were still dating.
Yeah.
I used to have a friend, a guy friend.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I ever told you this. Oh, no, I did. But that was when we got married, I told you. Okay, so we were having a misunderstanding that period. And I just needed somebody to talk to. And so I reached out to this friend of mine. And I was just like, see, I'm in a state right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, do you want to come over? And he's like, do you want to come over? Like, come, let's talk. Let's sit and talk. And I'm like, no, I don't think I want to. Let's just chat here. Or I'll make a phone call and then we talk.
Hmm.
But I noticed that he kept saying, it will be better when we see so that we can talk better. And so a part of me was feeling like, this guy.
Because you feel that you are.
I was vulnerable. So he wanted to take advantage of the fact that at that point I was vulnerable and I needed someone to talk to, you know. And he's like, what's even wrong with this, your guy? Like, why is your guy messing up?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even trying to like see you in a good light or anything. He wasn't even trying to make what of us were having at the time work.
Yeah.
He kept on saying, what's wrong with this, your guy, Seth?
Mm.
Now, for this, your guy, you.
First of all, no.
Like, you understand what I'm trying to say? And
imagine
he kept saying, come over. I'm like, guy.
Overcome my knee. past 11, and so you have told me now. You give me the full gist.
No, I told you before. Now we've had the conversation before.
Okay,
I told you.
Okay.
I told you who the person was.
Yeah, that's what I remember. But I give you a hand. Anyways, let's get back to the show. Let's get back indeed to the calls. And before you get the message on WhatsApp, and remember that I said we have a 15 minutes live sponsorship that will be coming up at a quarter of an hour before the end of the show. The end of the show. We'll try and see if we can squeeze in the game today. I don't think we can play the family game today. No time, right?
There's no time.
Yeah, so apologies for that. But let's take this. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do we have? What's going on?
Noble,
okay, let's talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Go ahead. We might just have to cut you off because, I mean, the network is very terrible at the moment. Do you want to call us back?
Okay, I'll call back.
But you can talk now.
Okay, I don't see anything bad having the opposite sex as your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything bad in that. I don't even like making female friend.
Mm.
I love male friend for my own.
Okay.
Why do you like
that reason?
Oh, do you want to share?
Okay. Yeah, I think some of us we are corny.
Mm.
Yeah, we are not straightforward. So, we like taking advantage. So, I just feel men will tell you the truth, no matter how hard it is.
Wow.
So I prefer male friend.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
And then I'm hoping that your spouse is not having a problem with you having
male friends.
A male friend.
Now, this sounds familiar. I've heard this a number of times. I've heard it many times from most. In fact, in the past, the ladies that I have been my friends.
Yeah.
Like, just friends.
Mm-hmm.
They always said the same thing, that they're comfortable having male, because we tell them the truth. Whenever we get to converse and then I give my opinion,
mm-hmm.
she's like, that's why I like guys. Because they always tell you the truth.
Hmm.
See, and then that's why I also got exposed some early days, my time at FRC, and I got exposed to Hawaii, how ladies hurt ladies.
Hmm.
How ladies got hurt by ladies.
Okay.
And some of them have to deal with that because, you know, they cannot make friends with guys because they're in relationships where they can't be allowed to make friends with guys because the guy is insecure. But, you know, this person ends up not having friends at all. But if this person wants to have friends, it will be male friends. But the relationship will not allow her to have male friends.
Male friend. Mm.
But now she can't have female friends because she's been battered and
several
hurt.
Several times by her female friends.
By female friends. So it's also a dicey place to find yourself.
I know.
And to look at it from that angle. WhatsApp messages, but let's say this call.
Hello, Colin Sandandre.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Well done. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Having friends of the opposite sex has been my thing right from growing up. I'm somehow a tomboy, so
okay.
I don't have much business with ladies. Most of my friends growing up, even up till now, they are guys.
Mm.
And when my husband came, he realized I had more of a male as friend than women.
Mm.
He never had issues with it, but even many of them visit me in my home, I cook, I give them and all that.
Wow. Mm.
But I know some of them, when they come around, when he see them, he will just be like, I don't like this guy. For whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe he feels this one is not genuine or whatever. And I would ask, what do you see about the person? And we get to discuss about it.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the ones he get to complain about may not actually be a close friend. Mm-hmm. They may just be acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
Probably they came for one favor or the other. You understand that? Mm-hmm. I prefer telling you come to my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Than meeting people outside, you understand?
That's right.
So that's the way it has been. But for me, I'm a guy person. I don't really do much of women.
Female friends. All right. Okay.
Well,
shout out to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much for sharing with us. Wow. There's something I want to say. I just lost my thoughts, but I'll try to remember what I wanted to say. It has to do... Sometimes men or women would say no, they can't allow it because of their insecurities.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I think that could be a problem.
Yeah.
It could cause insecurity. Or, for example, now, let's say, there's one time you're talking about one particular person, and I can't check the person, man. The guy.
Wait, who was I talking about?
No, the person looked like he had everything figured. At that time, I was just trying to figure my life out.
Okay.
And he looked like he had everything figured, you know? And then I was so careless, you know, I've always been careless anyways. But, you know, and then... I think at that point I felt a bit, I won't lie, I can't say this guy
get level.
This guy has a lot going on for him. You know, I felt a bit insecure and I'm like, no. Mm. I won't allow, and then stylishly, I didn't need to come and tell you, I don't know this guy. But stylishly, if you bring the matter up, I just tackle straight. I don't tackle you straight, no. I said, no, that one. And he was my friend, too. The funny thing was, he was also my friend. So it became a double. And then...
I'm not sure who this person is. Okay, I think we'll,
you know,
yeah,
you know the person,
I think,
right?
I know the person, yeah.
And this person will be together, and
yeah,
he's always telling
right,
me. And then
right,
what he was always telling me was, man, you're lucky, your wife and all that. And then I'll put one or two together. He's telling me I'm lucky, my wife and all that. My babe, I know that we're not married then.
We're not married then.
Ben,
yeah.
He would, and then you will now be talking about him, say, this guy, I like you. Maybe you're just commenting about... No, it's true now. Maybe you're just commenting about the way... I mean, he does his things.
Things, yeah.
Now, let me tell two
and I,
things.
I think I remember, I remember I was using him as example.
Example, yes. Two things.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That pushed me to learn some things from him.
Okay.
You know, I'm smart. I mean, I know who I am.
Yeah.
If not, I'll probably that would probably affect
yeah,
my self-esteem.
Yeah, the relationship with him and
yes,
the relationship with
it did
me.
Not.
Yeah.
It gave
yeah,
a good relationship.
Yeah.
I also learned from him.
Yeah.
And I learned a couple of things the hard way, you know, indirectly. I learned from him and then I improved on myself.
Mm.
Took some of those positives that you mentioned about him,
mm-hmm,
not necessarily trying to change because of anyone, but
yeah,
the positives that are normal positives that every man should learn from.
Yeah.
But not everyone has that ability to
that's
make it that way. Some
see,
people will just feel bad and for life, anytime they see that guy, they'll say, if I swear for you.
You see,
you know?
That's why we have to build our self concepts as human beings. Because it takes a person who's got a very strong self-concept mm-hmm, to withhold all of this, you know, insecurity here,
yeah,
you know, jealousy here, envy there,
uh-huh,
you know, all of those things. It takes someone who you have come
you
to a realization
you
of yourself, you're sure about yourself, you know, you don't, you're not rude by what people say about you or what they do to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, you know... Yeah, it takes that. You get into that level before
yeah,
you can, you know. But it takes a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
To taking. Yeah, to taking.
So, guys, how do you handle it? You know, if it's, those of you are saying you allow, you don't care if your partner has a bestie. How do you handle them coming to talk about the bestie and what they are getting right? Especially in areas that you yourself.
You're not getting it right.
You're not getting it right.
Mm.
Let's hear from you, Lagos.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Victor from Jibo.
Hi, Victor. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, hey, guys.
What's up, ladies?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Okay. Concerning the conversation, I share with you to be very, very sincere with you.
Fine.
I don't support the issue of a person having... the opposite sex as his or best friend.
Why is that though?
That if that person is in a relationship,
okay,
I don't support that.
Tell
I don't
us why.
At all. At all. Now, I want to ask a question.
Mm.
If you have a female child, can you confidently, Adobe, I'm asking you now.
Aduo Obi.
Can you confidently leave your female child alone with a male lesson teacher? Can you confidently do that? Like, okay, Mr. Lagbaja, I'm going out for like 2-3 hours, continue with the lesson with my child, when I come back, whatever. Can you confidently do that? Even if you do it, will your heart be at rest? Will your mind be at rest? Say the truth. As in, let's be sincere.
That's a
let's
different
very,
angle.
Very
that's a total
no,
different
as in,
angle.
So it has to do with trust.
It's the reason why you cannot do that. But I believe you can confidently leave your child alone with a female lesson teacher. I believe you can.
No.
Don't assume.
That's an assumption.
That's an assumption.
I guess.
No. Okay. But you know that most parents don't like to employ male teachers for their female children. That's the reason. Now, why? This is the reason. God created male to be attracted to female, and God created female to be attracted to male.
Okay.
Now, listen. If a man now, I want to use an example of a man and a woman, like a woman having a male as her best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that man does not have anything, any problems with that now, do you know that a time will come, I promise you, a time will come when that man will start having problems with it. Being jealous.
Okay.
A time will definitely come.
Okay.
Even if that man says, now I don't feel anything, I don't have any problems, a time will come.
Okay.
Now, concerning the woman, if the woman says, I don't have any feelings for this man, he's just my best friend, I promise you that a time will come when that woman will start having feelings for that man, if that relationship continues, I promise you. Why?
Right.
Because it's natural. It's natural.
All right.
Because
He's okay. Thank you. We had to go. You're taking that to nature. We have like 10 seconds. Can you respond to that in 10 seconds?
I have a lot to say, but okay. I'm not sure I can squeeze it into 10 seconds. But I agree the part where he mentions that, we're humans, right? Mm. The opposite sex, we get to attract, right? Let me stop there. But when I come back, I'll continue with that. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the standard of quality, inspiring, happy radio. The standard of happy radio on the African continent, in the world. This is where it lives. It is Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3. It's What's Up Lagos. And it's the family talk with the techers. I've got the most beautiful woman by my side, Andrea Odobi. Take
care. Thank you very much. And also Collins. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Happens the hour of 11. That's what the time says. We have 15 more minutes to wrap up our family talk conversation. We have another very august conversation we need to deal with for the last 15 minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to you responding to the last caller.
Yes. I don't want to say that I totally agree with him when it comes to you outrightly saying that you cannot be friends with the opposite sex, that at some point you're going to develop feelings for that opposite sex is in your family, mm-hmm. right? He mentioned the part that he said, that is the opposite sex, that's your friend, right? Yeah. He mentioned something that has to do with the human nature where the opposite gets attracted. That's a man... we see something in a woman and we get attracted to that. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, you can see something attractive in a man, and you get, attracted to him by that. Now, you are married to somebody already.
Yeah.
Or you're in a relationship with somebody already, except you are not binding. You're not binding. I mean, the both of you are not legally married just yet.
Yeah.
And then you're afraid. That's why it still comes back to you being insecure.
Yeah.
You're afraid that, this your woman might feel something for this other person and she might leave you for the other person. And so you are, because of that, you want to guard that.
Yeah.
How sure are you that, how completely sure are you that even though
you think you're guarding,
she's not doing it exactly. Mm-hmm. So it still comes back to you as an individual. Mm-hmm. It's about you, right? It's about you and your self-concept. I keep saying that. You being insecure, deal with that insecurity you're having inside of you. Now, me being the person who has got a friend that is of the opposite sex, I know that this person is a friend.
Yeah.
There are boundaries.
You should be able to sense when...
there are boundaries.
Yeah.
Set the boundaries before you even spell it out. Set it in your mind first.
Mm-hmm.
There are boundaries that you create subconsciously. And, before you know it, consciously, you're already implementing those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're doing that, the other person who is the opposite sex, that's a friend,
mm-hmm.
can also sense those boundaries that you are already creating.
And should respect the boundaries.
Now, I'm not ruling out the fact that you can see something that gets you distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But because you have created that boundary, or those boundaries subconsciously and consciously that could guide you not to fall out of your current relationship or current friendship to be with that person.
And a boundary could be something of like what you mentioned that had to do with we're having some issues, and then you confided in the friend to explain to them how you're feeling.
Of course.
And the friend was inviting you
over. Of course. Now, I sense there was something extra that is my friend. He's a friend of mine.
So,
but because I didn't want to hurt what we were having. I loved you, and I still love you.
Yeah.
And because I love you, and I don't want anything, I know that my misunderstanding we're having is just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed that he was riding on that misunderstanding that we were having.
Mm.
And because of the boundaries I have created subconsciously, that helped me to guard myself enough not to fall into that trap.
It's so good. Maybe they won't be techers.
You know?
By now.
You understand?
Maybe you just be, let's say the name. All right, guys. It's 11:34. I responded to that. We're squeezing a number of calls. Do not forget that we're still streaming live on Facebook for those who like to be a part of this fantastic duo on Facebook and see what we're wearing. Someone is even commenting on you know, on our lovely outfit. Say, man.
It's a jean day today. It's a denim day.
All right. So a number of people have commented on that. You can check out how we look live on Facebook. And you could also comment on the question. Can your spouse have a best friend as the opposite sex? Do you have a problem with that? You've got to talk. We've listened. Different strokes for different folks.
I haven't been on WhatsApp today. And I think I have to take some messages here from WhatsApp.
Okay, quickly. Let's do that.
Let's see. This person here says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Young. For this question this morning, in all honesty, I don't believe a man or woman can be friends without one party catching feelings. And he says, and this situation is quite relative. Level of insecurity matters too. It just really depends. I feel like a line should be drawn for me. Personally, I won't want my woman, who I'm serious about, to be having a bestie, especially the bestie that she tends to rely on more. Trust is a luxury, and I can't afford trust. It's quite overrated. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Let's see. What's up, Lagos? Watching you guys from London. I enjoy your vibes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For watching us live from London. Let's see now. Who is this person? He says, I grew up with my father always telling me, what kind of friendship does a guy have with a female? Females can't even stand it the other way. Results is always when there is a fight, a dissolution, she or he will end up sleeping with a bestie to calm down or feel better. So, so-called besties have feelings for the other, they which they would never admit. This is, okay, we rocked different radio stations in IB those years. Okay, shout out to
track.
You. Oh, track.
Shout out to you, by the way, okay. My brother.
Okay, this other person here says, is it possible with the man or woman of positive mindset? Many men or women minds are full of sex. I have so many female friends and we are good. Okay. Tony from Apapa says, I had no problems with that until my former fiance cleared my doubts. I'm so sorry that happened to you. He says, I was devastated when I found out. So he's saying, let's be careful.
Some people bring their side chick, says my best friend.
Okay.
Some ladies also bring their side, say this bestie, you don't know what this guy does. Great stories. This person that was there for me those days. Meanwhile,
something is going down. Okay, this person here says, Mr. Bassi from Awoyaya. He says, what's up, Lagos? Today is my 5th wedding anniversary. Thank you for being real on radio and shining the light and humor on families across the world. Shout out to you. Happy wedding anniversary to you. Fifth wedding anniversary. Shout out to you.
It takes a lot. 5 years?
Five years. God bless your home.
God bless your home, man.
All right, let's see. Daniel from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea and Collins. Take it. Please. You. Collins, what country are you from? I'm automatically loved everyone in this country. And if you told me, please, I wish to visit the country. Secondly, love you guys. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Moving on. Tosin Ayedele says, I mind, oh. Hello, techies. I mind, oh. My husband may be in the platonic relationship with an open mind, but if the woman is not having it good on her own, and she may be having feelings for him, me, I know, deo. All right. Mr. Nice Man says, what's up, Lagos? And he says, good morning, Collins and Andrea, and happy weekend to you guys. I have missed you guys. I haven't listened for 3 days. He says, anyway, we all... As for today's family talk, I would never advise that. How can you keep a goat and a yam in one place? I think it's the same person that sent a message on Facebook. It says, anyways, Collins, Calabar is cool, and cool morning breeze is taking an atmosphere, right? Thank you so much for dropping your message.
Great. So there's a lot of messages on Facebook still. Emmy Chukuyem Asobo says, an old man once told me, man and woman, no, they be just friends. Okay. And another one says, we should avoid stories that touch you. I would encourage such. Someone said, I love you guys. Okay. That message I just read was from Francis Ogidi. Johnson Binga says, long live Nigeria Info. I used to think I can't cope with it until I found a lady and I adore her and she has close platonic male friends and it's okay. Okay, Johnson says it's okay. You got to find out. Peter Chidi says, you guys are, okay, we noticed that. Thank you, Mr. Inspector General of Police. Mr. NCDC Chairman, Tax Force Chairman.
Moving
I saw you.
On.
Anyways, what if, you have a problem with your husband and you are going to, you know, have feelings for him. Okay. You already addressed that.
I think
that.
I've answered that.
Mm-hmm. Ajiboye, Ibrahim says, what's up, Lagos? Huh. Now, way to break door. Be that, oh, if your spouse is not your best friend, then there is something wrong.
I think we're not laying emphasis on the word best friend.
Yeah, it's just
best friend means that this person is the best of all your friends.
Friends, yes.
Then and you know, if you're not having your spouse as the best among your friends, then there's a problem.
Yes, I agree. But you can be best couples. You can have your wife. I mean, your wife or mm-hmm. your partner is whoever mm-hmm. you decide.
Okay.
All right? There are people.
But am I your best?
I know there's the laws that says, oh, that people will preach and say, you know, you must make your wife your best friend. I love the word make your wife. It's a process. Mm. So if I got married to you and you had a bestie, in most cases, that's the situation.
Yeah.
Because once we're married, before you get a bestie, we'll talk about it. Mm. Let's not just talk like as if it's rockets. We'll talk about it now. This person, I will notice. You're getting close to this person. What's up? And you give me a reason.
Yeah.
I have the choice to say, okay, I'm cool with it. I'm not cool with it.
Yeah.
But if the bestie is someone you've known before, it is unfair to now say that, oh, all of a sudden the husband will be the new bestie.
Mm.
That's in the area of a friend.
Yeah.
A friend.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So to make, for such a person, you have to make your partner the bestie.
Your friend, yes, right.
And
that's
the partner has to act the role of a bestie. You
that's
don't
right.
make someone a bestie.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got to be the
role.
Bestie.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's
yes.
it. So you just, so most times besties could help some people work it out mm-hmm. or get better.
Yeah.
Or some, if they have insecurity, mm-hmm. they spoil
they
everything.
Ruin it.
So
yeah.
no go agree. So that guy's.
From what you're saying, that means some besties could be good besties.
Yeah.
That is, even if they're friends to the couple.
Yeah.
So they could be good besties to even the couple.
Couple, yes.
Or they could ruin
the whole situation.
Yeah.
So my takeaway right now, what I'm going to say is, if you're going to allow a bestie, right, let that bestie be you people's bestie.
You are your husband's bestie. Or you are your wife's bestie.
Yes. Mm. Because, for example, your best friend's a male. Like, we talked about that.
Yeah.
And we talk about him from time to time.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have to have conversations with you all the time.
Yeah.
But there's that mutual respect, understanding.
Yeah.
And I observe him and I know and I'm comfortable with it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've never, in fact, the people I got jealous about are different people. They're
not
besties.
Not my best friends. No.
I've never once, and it's, you might say it's strange, but this is me. I'm as real as my skin, right? You know what I'm saying? I've never for once felt any insecure or suspected. Or, you know, felt like, oh, you did not. In fact, when I see you guys close, I get inspired instead.
Why do you feel that way, though? Is it because you trust me or you trust him?
There are many factors.
What are the factors?
It's you.
Okay.
I trust you. I don't have a problem. I don't know. You know, so I know him, but I don't know him. You understand?
Okay,
I don't
feel,
it's you.
Okay.
So usually, I just wait to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
So for me, when you say I'm weird, let me tell you, my mom, we'll be going in a moment. My mom told me something many years ago. My mom was cheated on by my stepdad.
Okay.
And I knew it. I was a young boy. I always see my stepdad doing some kurkera moves. So me, I was worried because my mom was available, and which is another topic. As a parent, as a child, if you find out that you're one of your parents doing something,
will you tell
or keep quiet? But you know, me, I had to tell because my mom was my best friend at the time.
Hey, Colin.
Yes.
You went to snitch.
I say, mommy. You know, my small kid sense. I said, mommy.
I saw daddy.
This man is, and I, you know, there were abuses too before mm-hmm. then. So there were abuses. I talked mm-hmm. about that before.
Mm-hmm.
I said, mommy, me, I was getting radical. I said, I don't like this, you know. He said, nice. So he told me about, you know, my kids. Because of my kids, I cannot cause a fight. I can't leave because of you people. So don't worry. I said, no, that's not the point. I said, okay, do your own.
That's what you told her to do.
I know, yes, as a kid. I was like 7, and she advised me. She gave me an advice which has stayed with me, and I'm happy that today I'm giving my mom a shout out, and making this statement. She said two things. Say, just because somebody... No, he said, if someone cheats on him,
on her,
what mm-hmm. she does is asks. If that person says she did not, he did not. She would...
Take your word for it
and move on.
Okay.
All right. That if you caught the husband cheating on the woman, you would just hold the husband's hands like that, and you would go there and not have any issue with the woman.
And move on.
You would just tap the husband.
I know.
Hello, you should be tired. Follow me. Let's go and eat. Well, I was like, that's strange. So I said, why? She now told me the key word, which I'm going to share today on Lagos Radio. She said, just because someone was caught doing it doesn't mean they have been doing it all along. I say, okay. And also said, just because you have not caught someone or you have not seen someone cheating doesn't mean they are not cheating. So what does that tell you? It means that at the end of the day, man, you have to choose what you want for yourself. And your happiness should be paramount. And I took that with me. I trust you. Once you tell me, I hold on to it, and that's it. And when I observe that something is uncomfortable and it affects me emotionally, I share with you my differences. And that's how walk over things, right?
That's right. That's right.
Fantastic.
You went on a very deep level.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Taking us way back.
I had to. Sorry. Well, our time is fast spent. We have to go now and bring our... this time for our next conversation, we'll be announcing, we'll be announcing that for a couple of minutes now. Unfortunately, we can't take all the messages, right?
No, we can't. Thank you.
Oh, boy. So